I never get here. Hello, everybody. How nice to be able to see you. Yes. Can't normally see anybody up here, but tonight I can get a good geek at you. I don't know if this is on or not. I'm going to do with that. Liam, Mike, I'll need it for later. Hello, how nice to see you. Thank you for being here and allowing me to perform for you. Terry White, you know, at the piano, ladies and gentlemen, your very own Terry White. I'll do my patter first, hang on. Now, get off. I must say, it's nice to be performing here for you tonight. Can you hear me? This is really, I'm grateful for the opportunity because this is as near as I get to a West End appearance these days. And as for a Christmas show, they seem to have passed me by. All my people that I normally work with, my pianists, like Stuart Nichols, your very own Stuart Nichols, and Ben Stock, you know?
Yes.
They're all off doing Christmas shows, the Lucky Devils. And for some reason, I seem to have missed the boat, so I'm sitting around idle. Yes, I know. Some of them like heaven. It's not right, is it? And I've had a busy year. I've been touring with my solo shows. And the Noel Coward show with Stuart, which was born on this very stage. I don't know how many of you were here when we did our Noel Coward set.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, we did that a couple of years ago here, and I thought, there's a show in this. So the following, this was last year, I did it at the Edinburgh Fringe, an expanded version of the quarter of an hour we did here. And then we've been touring it for the last year and a half. So this obviously was there's some good luck, I think, attached to this spot. And I hope it wears off tonight as well. But tonight we're going to do something different. I thought, since I'm not working and I'm enjoying my idleness, I always find, I don't know about you, of you who learn songs, you ever this thing that when you're idle, you need to learn something? I do. Whenever I hear a little funny comedy song or something like that, especially one with tricky lyrics, I'm compelled to learn it. And I spend weeks with it going over and over and over in my mind, trying to get the lyrics exactly right. So the ones that Terry and I are going to do for you tonight, which we did have a look at, didn't we, a week or so ago, I've never performed in public before. And the first one I'm going to do for you, which is the second Irving Berlin song we've heard tonight, I believe. I've got this fascination with old obscure sheet music. You know those boxes you get in secondhand bookshops where you find a whole thing of old sheet music? I love those old song sheets, and particularly the terrible arrangements that you get in most of them. But one of the reasons I love digging them out and putting them in front of a good musician like Terry is that when you put those little dots around, see these little dots here? Yeah, these little dots and squiggles here, you know. I always think of those little dots as being rather like those seeds that they find in Pharaoh's tombs. And a scientist will plant them in a laboratory, and 4,000 years, you know, afterwards, a plant will grow with all the colour and texture and vibrancy of the era. And it's the same with these little dots and these song sheets as well. So we're going to start off with a song which I say I don't really know. If you know it, sing along. And it's a song by Irving Berlin that he wrote in 1915. Now, any of you who know anything about Irving will know that that was very early. He had his first hit, Alexander's Ragtime Band, in 1911. So 1915 was still quite early days. And it's a song that was done really in vaudeville, particularly Jewish vaudeville. It was written for Jewish performers to do. I'm not Jewish, but I think I'm allowed to do this song purely out of a kind of, kind of archaeological, anthropological interest. You may not know it, but we're going to do it now. And let's start. Terry White, please. Old man Rosenthal was sick in bed. Soon his doctor came around and said, "No use crying, the man is dying. He can't last very long. My boy here to my side." They heard the old man say, "I've got something to tell him before I pass away." Say, soon his son was sitting by his bed. "What's the matter, Papa dear? it's up to you to see that Cohen pays. I sold a lot of goods to Rosenstein and Son. More than I owe you for 90 days. Levi Brothers don't get any credit. They owe me for 100 yards of lace. If you promise me, my son, to collect from everyone, I can die with a smile upon my face. Songs. I got this on the internet, and there is the sheet music I've been looking for years. I'd always been curious. I'd heard the title, Cohen Owes Me $97. Like, how on earth would a song like that go? And now we know. It's a great song. And I should tell you, I was a bit worried about singing it, because, you know, people are a bit touchy nowadays. But I sang it the other day for a rabbi of my acquaintance. And some other friends from the Frumma societies, as you were, very good friends of mine, and they loved it. And the rabbi listened very seriously. Didn't laugh, but he listened very seriously. And at the end of it, he just said, very true, very true. I think he regarded it more as a documentary more than anything else. But the next song, now we're going to do this. This is my dad's favorite song. It always makes him cry. And it's one of my...
Watch it.
It will, well, after when I sing it, it'll make him cry. You might all be in tears. But it's not in my key, this sheet music. And poor Terry, well, he's got a lot of his hands. He couldn't be bothered transposing it. So we're going to do it as is. But I would like you, if you would, ladies and germs, to sing along with me. Now, you all know this song. It's by the great Jerome Kern. Where's this sheet? Can I just have a quick look? Give me the song sheet thing, just for a moment. In one of these things, another one of these things I've got in a second-hand shop, these wonderful old song sheets, the Jerome Kern Hit Collection song album. This is probably published in the 1940s. And as I say, the sheet, the arrangement, it could be better, couldn't it, Terry?
Yes, all right.
It could, yeah, but he'll improve it. He'll make it sound as good. Now, the high notes are not really in my key, so I want you all to sing along as soon as you recognize it. Let's do a choral. Let's make it a choral tonight. Okay, so let's go. Time and again, I longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. the promises of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. Mel Brooks had a very funny, the Jewish story about how he said that song, Dancing in the Dark, has killed more Jews than anything else, he says, because they start in the wrong key. Dancing in the dark, tell the children we're dancing in the dark. You have to keep changing keys all the way through. But anyway, we're getting there, aren't we? We're nearly there. I think that's almost the end. Oh, we have a couple of minutes left before the Queen. And I don't know you, Hello. We're going to finish with another cranky old piece of sheet music. This one. Ever anyone heard of this? Collegiate. No. Yeah, nobody knows it, so we can get it as wrong as we like. No. This song I've been fascinated by for a long time. It was written in 1920. This is one of the big hits of 1925. It sold millions of copies in 1925 in America because it's all about the kind of Ivy League students. It's all written in 1925 Ivy League slang. So it's virtually incomprehensible to us now. But it's great. Anyone who knows any Marx Brothers fans in the audience? Yeah. Fans of the Marx Brothers? You may know a film Horse Feathers, all set in college. Well, this was Chico Marx's piano solo in that film. Rush out and look at your videos of it. And it's got marvellous lyrics, which I may or may not be able to get through without stopping, but we'll see if we can. And is there anything else you need to know? Well, all the references are to things from mid-20s, so some of you may mean something to some of you. I won't name any names. Yeah, you.
Tell me, babe.
Just a minute, Terry. Let me just brace for... I've been going over these lyrics obsessively for weeks now because I knew I was going to be performing this song tonight. Now is the moment of truth. Let's see if it works. Okay, one, two, go. Valentino's famous on the movie screens. Mr. Hines is known because of pork and beans. Don't think me and the boyfriends envy either one. They got dough, but oh wait, we got fun. Collegiate, collegiate, yes we are collegiate, nothing intermediate, no man trousers, baggy, and our clothes are raggy, but we're rough and ratty, yeah, hot dog, dollars, other things we never wear, and we haven't any use for red hot flannels, never, very seldom in a hurry, never ever worry, we're collegiate, rah, rah, rah. One verse done. Da 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 da. Douglas Fairbanks picked a Pickford for a wife. He should worry if the peas roll off his knife. What's one girl in a million when you're in our shoes? We've got lots and lots and lots to choose. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Cornell, Virginia, Dartmouth, Pennsylvania, milkshake, salami, pastrami, polony, and spumoni, chow mein, mixed spaghetti, yeah. where collegiate rah rah rah. Okay, one more. Da 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 da. There's hundreds, but we're gonna do one more. This is all Greek to me, this one. Alpha, beta, delta, gamma, theta, lambda, chi, omega, phi, gamma, lemmy. Gimme one a half a dollar. Where the arrow collar long. Eureka, sigma, kappa, tappa, half a cake. That's the Greek for all the lodges we belong to. Soccer, soca, delta, hand a poker. It's every smoker. We're collegiate, rah rah rah. I've done a show, and it's amazing how quickly you sort of think you can't do it.
Wait, well, always a warm welcome for David Benson.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, we will.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sarah.